it is Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Get it? The Burt Show.
So last night, we got to meet the Burt's Big Adventure 2010 families for the very first time. And we meet up every year at Imagine It about 4 or 5 weeks before the trip starts.
That's the Children's Museum downtown.
Yeah, it's a great place if you haven't been yet. And we get to meet the families and we get to educate the parents on what the trip is all about.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great night for us because now these names are people and their stories become real. And we've got another stellar group going this year.
Oh, there's some amazing kids last night. I enjoyed hanging out with all of them last night, especially these two girls.
Cute.
Cameron and Kaylee.
Wendy, you need to have kids like yesterday.
I know.
Seriously.
You're so cute. You are very maternal.
You know, she doesn't want kids, though.
No, I don't want kids right now. I don't know if I ever want kids, but I love children to pieces.
These two kids that Wendy is talking about right now, I'm not exactly sure the name of the condition they have, but I believe those are the two kids that can get a fracture like that. Like each of them have gone through like 60 or 50 fractures. So if they just move wrong in a chair, they get a fracture.
Whoa.
And they've had it since birth. I don't know.
Is it called brittle bone?
Something like that. I don't have the applications right here in front of me.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, think about that. I mean, when we talk about Burt's Big Adventure, we say that we take children down to Disney World that have chronic and terminal illnesses. So these are kids that are sick from day one or every day. This mom is like, she's got to be nervous all day long.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Yeah.
All day long. So the trip really is for the entire family.
Mm-hmm.
We just got a bunch of great kids. We've got one story. Unfortunately, we found out a couple of days ago that the mom on the trip, 40 years old, just found out that she's dealing with stage 4 cancer.
Yeah. Awful. You're kidding.
40 years old.
Oh, man.
Awful.
So that family, you know, I said to my wife, Stacy, the other day, sometimes we don't know why the families are picked until something like this happens, and then we realize why they're on the trip.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like, I mean, it's sort of a complicated application process, and after we found that out, obviously it made sense why they're on the trip. So we've got a bunch of great families. There are 13 families that are going again on Burt's Big Adventure this year, and as I say every year, this trip is not going to get any bigger than it is at 13 families. We purposely keep it this small because we as a staff want to get to know them. We want to hang out with them in the parks. We want to eat with them. We don't want them just to be numbers or hotel rooms. We really want to get our hands dirty and connect with these families and make sure they're connecting with them, with each other.
Because mm-hmm.
I know there are two other organizations in the country that take a similar trip. But in my opinion, the trip has gotten so big that they sort of say, okay, we're taking you to Disney World, and then the gates open, and then the families are on their own. That's not our trip.
No, we're definitely all paired up with different families. We've got a great medical staff that gives lots of close attention to them. And we've been to Disney every single year, so we're kind of Disney experts at this point. Mm. We can tell them which way to maneuver around the park to see the most things and where to go to meet these type of characters or where to go to meet the princesses and that kind of thing. So we try to serve as Disney ambassadors as we're down there and help them maneuver through the parks and that kind of thing. So they really get the most out of their days down there at Walt Disney World. And they're not, you know, standing in line the entire time.
Here is Leo. Good morning, Leo. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning, Bert and Bert Show. But yeah, the disease I think you're talking about is osteoimperfecta. Samuel L. Jackson played it in a wheelchair opposite of the guy from Pulp Fiction.
Unbreakable.
Unbreakable. That's the movie.
Right. Uh-huh. Okay.
Just give you an update. That's all.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
I mean, it's funny. You talk to the parents about what their children have, and at some point, some of the parents They click in from like mommy mode almost into like doctor or nurse mode. It feels like you're talking to a doctor. So I'm sure the mom will come on and she'll tell us exactly what that's all about. They've had so many surgeries. And just imagine every day you're around your child, you're nervous that they're going to get hurt somehow, some way. When you have a child that's had 50 different fractures or 60 different fractures, you're a nervous wreck, right?
No kidding. Well, and you know, every time we talk about Bert's Big Adventure and we start getting into sort of the lead up to the trip, listeners want to know what they can do and how they can help and how maybe how they can donate money or donate things that we need for the trip and that kind of stuff. Is that that list online?
You can go to bertsbigadventure.org and we have a wish list up there. I mean, money, I could always use money.
Right.
But if you want to give us other stuff like... let's see, we've had a need in the past for phone cards.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a need in the past for like sunblock, smaller items, like if you don't have a lot of money to give, but you want to give something, the whole list is up online.
Yeah, it's all kinds of stuff because we just spoil them rotten. We have backpacks full of different like toys and games and things to keep the kids busy while we're traveling and en route to Disney World. So if you want to participate in that way, it's up online for you.
All right, let's introduce you to some of these families that are going on Bert's Big Adventure 2010, because you guys are the ones that have paid for them, right? This is the trip. I mean, this is all 13 families right here. And what I do is I call them a couple of weeks beforehand, and I tell them they're going on the trip. And here's the reactions from some of the families. Hey, LaToya. It's Bert calling from Q100 and Bert's Big Adventure again.
Hi.
Can you tell me what Tremaine has and how it affects him every single day?
Tremaine has intestinal laryngectasia. Basically, the meals that he eats, he kind of loses them through his gut.
And you were telling me that, I mean, this kid could really use a break. His dad passed away, right?
Yes, in 2006. I mean, holidays are just really, really hard for us.
Well, I think I have a gift for you to share with your family today that's going to make it easier to be a little bit more positive.
Really?
Yeah, you guys have been selected to go to Disney World on Bert's Big Adventure. Totally serious. We're taking all you guys to Disney World, and we're taking the family. We're going to pay for everything. You won't have to worry about a thing all weekend.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
Hey, Jacob. It's Bert from Q100 and Bert's Big Adventure.
Hey, Bert.
How's Dominic doing?
He's doing well. He went to school. We held him out of school yesterday because he was just feeling a little down.
Weren't you telling me, like, he had some kind of crazy amount of surgeries, like, the first year that he had the kidney problems?
I mean, seriously, he probably had, in his lifetime, he's probably had about 20 or 30 different surgeries. You know, he's a go, 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 go type kid. And, you know, we have to get him to do something else to take his mind off of, you know, like, going out and running around if he's not feeling well.
Well, then I'm afraid that I have a very, very big challenge to present you today.
Okay.
I don't know how you're going to get him to stop running when he's at Disney World, because you guys have been selected as a Bert's Big Adventure family.
Are you kidding me?
You guys are going to Disney World.
Oh my gosh, dude. That is freaking amazing.
Hey, Rebecca. It's Bert from Q100 and Bert's Big Adventure.
Uh-huh.
How's Braden doing?
He's actually doing good for the past week.
You sound kind of surprised by that.
He's just normally sick all the time, on and off.
When he wakes up in the morning and he knows he's not going to feel great, I mean, what does that do to his attitude?
Well, that's all he knows is being sick. And so he, you know, if he wakes up feeling good, he's like, Mama, I don't feel good. Can I stay home today?
Well, I'll tell you this. A funny thing happens when you're down at Disney World. Kids that normally aren't feeling good all day long for whatever reason when they're at Disney, all of a sudden they act like healthy kids for 4 days. And I'm pretty sure that's what's going to happen to Braden also, because you guys have been selected to be a family for Bert's Big Adventure.
Awesome. You know what he says every time we put a Disney movie in? He's like, Mom, I want to go see that castle. Oh, my gosh.
Hey, Vanessa. It's Bert from Q100 and Bert's Big Adventure.
Hey.
How's Angel today?
She's doing good. She had a bad morning.
What's a bad morning when you're talking about Angel?
Yesterday, she fell, and they had to do an X-ray on her device.
What's that device that you were telling me about? Because this is pretty advanced stuff right here.
Sort of like a curtain rod. It attaches to the upper part of her shoulder blade, to the lower part of her rib. It kind of helps her as she grows. It helps her lungs and all her internal organs so they won't collapse on her.
Well, Vanessa, I can tell you this. You can put all this stuff behind you because you guys have been selected
to go down to Disney World on Bert's Big Adventure.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Hey, Jessica, it's Bert at Q100 and Bert's Big Adventure.
Hi.
How is Madison doing?
Great.
Tell me again exactly what Madison has.
Spina bifida, where she has the hole in her back and her spinal cord outside.
Okay. And she's how old?
5.
And how does that work at school with other kids? Are they pretty cool to her?
They all love her. She is the only child with, like, really special needs up at the school. So it's a new experience for all of them.
Well, I'm calling to tell you today that you guys are going to be able to experience Disney World together.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you guys are going on Bert's Big Adventure.
Thank you so much.
Hey, Heather, it's Bert from Q100 and Bert's Big Adventure.
Yes, sir.
How's Hunter doing today?
He's anxious on Friday because he has to do his shot in the afternoon. He wanted to wake up and it be Saturday, so he kept asking if he could skip the day. But other than that, he was doing all right.
Well, today is Friday as I'm making this call right now, and I know he's all bummed out. He's got to make that shot.
Yes, sir.
But you can give him good news when the shot is over, and you could tell him that you and he and the whole family have been selected to go to Disney World on Bert's Big Adventure.
Oh, that is so awesome. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
He's going to need to hear that today.
Oh, yeah, that was awesome. Oh, that's awesome. He'll enjoy that. He has no clue about any of it. I hadn't even told him.
Hi, is this Christina?
Yes.
Hey, it's Bert from Q100 and Bert's Big Adventure.
Oh, hey.
Tell me about both of your kids, both Callie and Cameron.
They both have osteogenesis imperfecta, which is brittle bones. Kaylee fell out of a chair and broke her leg, like sliding down on the couch. Cameron broke her collarbone. You know, simple things for us that we do could be harmful to them.
Well, Christina, I'm really calling today to let you know that you've got real good info to pass on to your kids when you get home today. You guys have been selected to go to Disney World on Bert's Big Adventure.
Oh, thanks. I'm very excited.
Hey, Sandra, it's Bert at Q100 and Bert's Big Adventure.
Oh, hey, Bert.
Tell me again what Steven has and explain exactly what that is.
He was born with spina bifida. Essentially, that's when he's in the womb and the skin is closing up around the spinal column. For some reason, his didn't. But he's only 12 years old, and then he has learning and emotional difficulties. So he looks like a big, handsome teenager, but he acts like he's 6 or 7.
Well, you tell him he's had the dream to go to Disney World, and uh-huh. I'm calling you guys today to tell you that dream is going to happen because you guys are going on Bert's Big Adventure.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my goodness. That is just amazing.
So you promised him this was going to be his year. This is going to be his year. He's going to Disney World.
This is so awesome because we didn't even have money to get him anything for Christmas.
Hey, Steven, you excited about going down to Disney World?
Yes, I'm so excited. I almost jumped out of my seat when I heard. Oh, thank you so much.
Precious.
Yes,
oh.
They all are. So those are the kids and those are the families that you are paying to send on down to Bert's Big Adventure. And that's Dominique Alexander. He's 5 years old and he's from Atlanta. Samin Badai, age 12 years old, from Woodstock. They're actually originally from Iran. They don't speak a lot of English.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Ania Bennett, age 5 years old, from Atlanta. Casey Clemens from Douglasville. Louis Kushny, age 5, going on 23. This is the cutest kid.
Awesome.
Wait till you guys get to know him on the radio. He will be the spokesperson probably for Bert's Big Adventure for the next 10 years. And he's only 5 years old. We've got Stephen Hobson going on the trip. Hey, Stephen, big old Chargers fan. That's why he's going.
Hey.
Riley Cobalt, 10 years old, from Monroe. Braden Plemons, age 5, from Rome. They actually had to stay downtown last night. We put them up. Bert's Big Adventure put them up downtown because they couldn't get back to Rome because all the snow.
Mm-hmm.
I should have done the same thing.
Right? Yeah. You still have your car today.
Crash on their couch.
Kaylee Prisk, she's 7 years old, from Stockbridge. She's the girl that we were telling you about that just gets like fractures like that.
Mm-hmm.
Hunter Pruitt is 6, from Cumming. Madison Shipley, 6 years old, from Waleska. TJ Walter from Norcross and Angel Williams. She's 5 years old. Forest Park. That is Burt's Big Adventure 2010. You guys are going to fall in love with these guys. So we will officially introduce you to them in February. We told them last night, this is the longest 40 days of your life right here.
Definitely.
So funny.
Telling your kids you're going to Disney World, then you got to wait 40 days.
Well, at least all the kids got those countdown clocks so they can not ask their parents every single day. Parents, you can say, look at your clock.
Yeah, Icebox put together these great countdown clocks, they digitally count back now to the exact moment that we're leaving for Disney.
Adorable.
So yeah, they really clutched up for us.
You're on The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games that's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.